The system fills me with becoming increasingly frustrated.
I'm sick of being fobbed off with platitudes.
If information is getting lost, you could land up with people becoming seriously ill.
Your letter mentions concerns that the backlog of patients has increased as a result. This is true.
Addenbrookes Hospital is facing a critical winter, and its management a potential vote of no confidence. The BBC has seen letters sent to the chief executive from senior consultants enraged about the rollout of eHospital. Launched 7 weeks ago, the hospital is the first in the UK to adopt an electronic patient record system designed by the US firm Epic. Within days, serious problems surfaced, reports of blood tests being binned, patients waiting hours for outpatient clinics, only to go home without seeing a doctor. Marie Karim describes herself as a frequent flyer, a regular visitor to the hospital's pharmacy.
When I've been before, it's been more or less like when you go for a delicatessen, that they have like a little label that you pull. This time, there was this horrendous queue. You actually had to queue up to actually go on the list to get the number on the computer system and then sit down and wait 30 to 40 minutes. It was nuts.
Worse was to come. Her husband's blood test had to be redone after a key piece of information was omitted from his patient records. Marie says this raises concerns about patient safety.
You could have people who are waiting around for results or waiting around for treatment, and if people's information is getting lost, you could land up with people dying or becoming seriously ill.
And it's these types of fears that led to Sam Bass, assistant coroner and chairman of the hospital's consultant staff council, to put pen to paper.
The trust has been less than candid about
the problems faced. There was a distinct lack of appropriate training.
What's been done to examine the financial implications?
We have an increased backlog of patients.
Why were consultants' views not taken into account?
Since that letter dated the 17th of November, the hospital has seen its worst A&E figures for 5 years, and the hospital concedes eHospital is partly to blame. More help is being drafted in from America, which is where Mike Pfeffer is based. A doctor at UCLA in California, the hospital introduced its own Epic system last year. I asked him if he thought the consultant's letter was an overreaction.
I don't think you can ignore it, but it's a fairly high learning curve. These systems are very complex and take time for people to learn them. I mean, it took our clinic weeks to months to get back up to full speed, and physicians are still having to spend extra time working with the system.
Since the consultant's letter, the hospital has been issuing regular web updates written by its medical director. It's responded in full to the letter, praising the fortitude of staff, Chief Executive Keith McNeil outlining frank and honest answers. The hospital, he says, is committed to addressing their concerns. But as Christmas approaches, the consultants are still considering their next move and wondering why such a giant overhaul of patient records was launched in the busy winter period.